This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم صلاة والتسليما يليقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي عليم وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميمين أما بعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لا يقاتلونكم جميعا إلا في قرى محصنة أو من وراء جدر بأسهم بينهم شديد تحسبهم جميعا وقلوبهم شتى ذلك بأنهم قوم لا يعقلون كمثل الذين من قبلهم قريبا ذاقوا وبال أمرهم ولهم عذاب أليم كمثل الشيطان إذ قال للإنسان أكفر إذ قال للإنسان اكفر فلما كفر قال إني بريء منك إني أخاف الله رب العالمين فكان عاقبتهما أنهما في النار خالدين فيها وذلك جزاء الظالمين صدق الله العظيم سورة الحشر is chapter 59 verses 14 through to verse 17 14 to 17 سورة الحشر chapter 59 الله سبحانه وتعالى says in verse number 14 لا يقاتلونكم جميعا And this is basically in continuation from last week. In fact, three people stopped me after the khutbah and said, Sheikh didn't tell us about the other flavors of Zionism. So inshallah, we're going to have the full menu. We're going to have the full menu that we're going to eat them. لا يقاتلونكم جميعا إلا في قرى محصنة They will not fight you collectively except from within fortified places. They will not fight you collectively except from within fortified places. Qura, plural of qarya, which basically can be anything from a village to a town to a city. But they will not fight you unless it is fortified. Dealing with cowards here. أو من وراء جدر or from behind walls or from behind walls so we see today the Zionist state only fights from within a place that is fortified with an iron dome and not only have they built physical walls I don't know how many meters those walls are 7 meters something about that But they even invented a gun in the Zionist state that shoots around corners. Have you seen that? It's a gun that folds, literally folds around the corner like that. And it's got a, just like you have on the old video cameras, a little monitor. The gun's got a monitor, and the person aims by looking through the monitor and literally stands behind the wall and shoots around the corner. لا يقاتلونكم جميعا إلا في قرى محصنة أو من وراء جدر. They will not fight you collectively as a single unit, except from within fortified places or from behind walls. Cowards. بأسهم بينهم شديد. بأسهم. In other words, the dissension, the disunity. The conflict, the hatred amongst them is severe. تحسبهم جميعا You think that they are united. وقلوبهم شتى But their hearts are divided. Their hearts are divided. And then Allah tells us at the end of the verse why their hearts are divided. ذلك بأنهم قوم لا يعقلون Because they are a people that have no sense. That's why I said it before, I'll say it again. Zionism is a mental illness. It's a mind virus.
When we try and make sense of what they are doing, you can't, because it's insanity. It's insanity for any human being that has any morality, or any qiyam, any values or principles. There we saw again the cursed, I say it again, the cursed United States of America, at least the cursed government of the United States of America, raising their hands again in support of genocide at the Security Council now in the week. What's his name? Majid Bamya. He's the new kid on the block. Young man, the new United Nations or Palestinian ambassador to the United Nations. Majid Bamya. I don't know if you saw his plea. Actually, I want to tell him, please. In fact, he wasn't pleading, to be fair to him. He was just stating the obvious. But we must not be making any pleas. Our only plea must be Rabb al-Alameen. Because he's the only one that can help us. He's the only one that can aid us. He's the only one that can support us. And he's the only one that can give us victory over our enemies. But it was a moving speech. On a pure humanitarian, as a human being, saying, do the Zionists have the right to kill? And our only right is to die? Are we not human beings? Or do we have the wrong ethnicity, or the wrong color, or the wrong faith? He said. And that plays a very big part. Especially when you consider the mindset of Western imperialism. You'll be amazed if you actually follow the history of Zionism from persecution and oppression to being oppressing and persecuting. It's very interesting. Very, very interesting. It is as almost as if, and I'm speaking about the Zionists now, not the anti-Zionists, because there are many anti-Zionist Jews, although they are not a majority, unfortunately. They are quite few and far between, but there is a good number of them, and we must give credit where it is due. I mean, people like Miko Pellet, people like Daniel Levy, people like Norman Finkelstein, people like Elon Pape, people like Avi Shlaim, you know, are really, especially on the intellectual front, have made great strides in exposing the evil of Zionism. And they are all Jews. So we must give credit where it is due. But if you trace, and I'm being a little bit more specific because, I mean, from the first Jewish deportations that took place from Judea, round about the year 70, after the second destruction of Masjid al-Aqsa and Jerusalem and Beit al-Maqdis, when Titus, the son of Vespasian, carried off the great menorah and the treasures of Masjid al-Aqsa to Rome. And with them, many slaves. In fact, that's how the Jews ended up in Germany. There's this false notion that the Ashkenazi Jews descend from the Khazar people. I'm telling you, I have spent months, if not a couple of years, on this mas'ala. Yes, there was a conversion that took place amongst the Khazar royalty. But the Ashkenazis don't descend from the Khazar people. Don't forget that Tubba al-Himyari, he and his entire tribe converted to Judaism in Yemen. There's been many nations that have converted to Judaism. Even the Subotniks. Subotniks, you know about them? A Russian Christian group that converted collectively, wholly to Judaism. The terrorist Ariel Sharon's mother was a Subotnik. So, in as far as his ethnicity is concerned, he's, you know, who's he in the water slums? He's a water Jew. Oh, he was. Ya salam. What happened to him, mate? What happened to him? Allah. Netanyahu, stand in line. Wait your turn. You know there is a punishment on the dunya. A'udhu billah. What do you think is the worst punishment on the dunya? The worst kind of punishment on the dunya. أَيَتَمَنَّ الْإِنسَانُ مَوْتًا فَلَا يَجِدُ. For a person to wish to die, and they cannot die. How long did he lie? Ariel Sharon? The butcher of Sabran Shatila? Many years. Anyway. So when we analyze, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this in the Quran. وَقَطَعْنَاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أُمَمًا. We scattered them amongst the nations. In fact, the term Ashkenaz refers to a piece of land along the Rhine River in Germany. The Jews were deported to that area, as well as being deported to Sephardah. Sephardah, which is Hebrew for Spain. That's why you have the two main Jewish groups, Sephardim and Ashkenazim. And the Ashkenazis lived in three main German towns along the Rhine River. Speyer, Mainz, and Worms. And then from there, they basically moved east. Poland, Lithuania, Latvia, Hungary, Czechoslovakia, eventually into Russia. And then Catherine the Great, she was the one that established the Pale of Settlement. They were only allowed to live in that piece of land, the Jews. And then after the assassination of Alexander II, and the Jews were wrongfully blamed for the assassination of the Tsar in 1881. And then the pogroms, where they were basically driven off their land, where they were massacred in large numbers, their land was stolen, their houses were demolished. Sound familiar? Their land was stolen, their houses were demolished, they were massacred in large numbers. And so when you actually look at the history of the remnant, because when we speak about Jews, we're speaking about the remnant of Bani Israel. When you look at their history, it is like, and especially when you look at the Holocaust. And please don't talk to me about numbers. Wallahi, that's not the issue. People argue, no, it wasn't 6 million, it was less than 3 million, or it was 4 million. Does the Quran speak about numbers? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to take one life. And where is that taken from? Or where does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indicate to whom He revealed that verse after the killing of Habil? When Qabil killed Habil, when Cain killed Abel, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? وَمِنْ أَجْلِ ذَلِكَ كَتَبْنَا عَلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. And because of that murder, we wrote for Bani Israel. أَنَّهُ مَنْ قَتَلَ نَفْسًا بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ أَوْ فَسَادٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَى النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. Because of that murder, the first murder, we wrote for Bani Israel. And if you open the Talmud, the Jerusalem Talmud, which is basically like a commentary on the Torah, the Orthodox rabbinical Jews' commentary on the Torah. The Jerusalem Talmud was written about in the year 200. And the Babylonian Talmud was written about 400-500 of the Common Era. There we find the exact verse that Allah is speaking about in the Quran. And because of that first murder, we wrote for Bani Israel that whoever takes one life without it being for a life. A life for a life. You know, obviously, in front of a qadi, in front of a judge, if the family doesn't want to accept the di'ah, the compensation, then it is Qisas. وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاتٌ. Indeed, in the taking of a life for a life, there is life. Wallahi, I experienced that in Medina Munawwara. As a student, we heard there was going to be an execution. Wallahi, my stomach did 1,000 360s in 1 second. And wallahi, it drives that ru'ab, that fear into your heart, never even to think about harming the hair on another human being's body. That is the hikmah of qisas. That's if the family doesn't want to accept the compensation. So, because of the first murder, we wrote for Bani Israel that whoever takes a life unjustly, without it being for another life, causing corruption in the earth, then it is as if they have killed all of mankind. And whoever saves one life, it is as if they have saved the whole of mankind. Now, I haven't seen the movie, but I saw the clip. I researched it, and I wanted to check it, and I saw it on Schindler's List. You heard of the movie Schindler's List? It's based on a true story. Schindler was a Nazi. He belonged to the Nazi party. He was a businessman. He was part of the industrial Nazi machine. He was running a factory, and his workers were Jews. Basically Jewish slaves. And he ended up saving about 2,000 of them, plus minus 2,000. And in this part of the movie, they show how they gift him a ring. And written on the inside of that ring in the Hebrew language is this very verse that Allah is referring to in the Holy Quran. From the Jerusalem Talmud, that whoever takes one life unjustly, it says if they've destroyed the whole world. And whoever saves one life, it is as if they have saved the world entire. Just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So don't talk about numbers. I mean, how many of our brothers and sisters have been murdered, have been slaughtered in Gaza? Directly and indirectly, the Lancet is saying about 188,000. Directly and indirectly, about 188,000. What they know of in terms of directly, they are saying 44,000. And how many thousands buried under the rubble? Allah Ta'ala a'lam mimma la na'lam. Allah knows that which we do not know. So, don't talk about numbers. But when we actually analyze what was done to them, I'm going back to Bani Israel, the Jews, the remnants of Bani Israel. What was done to them in Europe? And more specifically at the end of the 19th and also the beginning of the 20th century. It's like everything that they are doing now, they have learnt from their previous imperial masters. And Asher Ginsberg, who is the father of cultural Zionism. He's the father of cultural Zionism. Look, Zionism is Zionism, but he had the softest, in inverted commas, the softest approach. He said, first we must truly become, and again, he was an atheist, but he said we must first embrace Jewish culture in order to have a Jewish society, in order to have a Jewish state. Because what Theodor Herzl, the father of general Zionism, proposed was Judenstaat, a state of the Jews, not a Jewish state. Judenstaat doesn't mean Jewish state. And yet you will find 99.999% of translations of the title of that book that he wrote in the latter part of the 19th century as the Jewish state. It doesn't mean the Jewish state. He envisaged a state where every Jew was walking around with a top hat and coattails and speaking German. And again, he was an atheist. So whether it was Theodor Herzl or Asher Ginsberg. But Asher Ginsberg, I want to share with you a quote. Asher Ginsberg said. Asher Ginsberg, otherwise known as Achad Aham. That was his nickname. I love when I hear the Hebrew and I recognize the Arabic. Ahad al-Awam, one of the people he was called. Usher Ginsburg. You know what he said? This is in an essay written in 1891. He said, they were slaves in their land of exile. Who is he talking about? Talking about the Jews. They were slaves in their land of exile. They were first exiled when? 605 BC, in 597 BC, and then with the destruction of Jerusalem, Masjid al-Aqsa by Nebuchadnezzar, by Nabuchodonosor in 586, they were exiled to Babylon. They were slaves. Allah gave them a second chance. ثُمَّ رَدَدَنَا لَكُمَ الْكَرَّةَ عَلَيْهِمْ Surah al-Isra, Allah SWT says He gave them a second chance. ثُمَّ رَدَدَنَا لَكُمَ الْكَرَّةَ عَلَيْهِمْ Then we gave you the kingdom over your enemies once again. وَأَمْدَدَنَاكُمْ And we aided you. بِأَمْوَالٍ With wealth. وَبَنِينَ And children. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ أَكْثَرَ نَفِيرًا And we made you even more numerous. Meaning more numerous than your previous generations. Just look up Deuteronomy, Devarim, chapter 30, verse 5. Then Nabi Musa prophesied exactly that was going to happen to them. They were going to break Allah's covenant. They were going to worship other gods. They were going to break His laws and statutes, and they were going to be expelled from the land. The land will vomit you out like it vomited out those who came before you. Then they were given their second chance, which culminated in the formation of the Hashmonean dynasty. Both dynasties or both kingdoms lasted only 77 years. The first one under Nabi Dawood and Nabi Sulaiman, alayhim salatu was salam, two Muslim prophets of Allah, and the second one under the Hashmonean dynasty, where you still had believers from Bani Israel. Just remember, they were always believers, Muslims, from Bani Israel, until the advent of them disbelieving in Isa ibn Maryam. Allah says it in the Quran. فَآمَنَ الطَّائِفَةٌ مِّن بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ وَكَفَرَ الطَّائِفَةٌ And a group from Bani Israel believed, and a group from them disbelieved. In other words, when they disbelieved in Masih ibn Maryam, and tried to kill him, that according to Ibn Kathir was the point of their apostasy. So those that disbelieved in Isa ibn Maryam, they literally emerge as a new people, with a new religion, which they call Judaism. I always ask people, what's the religion of the Jews? And then they answer me, Judaism. I said, but I asked you, what's the religion of the Jews? And you answered, the religion of the Jews. Because that's what Judaism means. So that's not the name of their religion. The religion of the Jews isn't, to me carefully, in its purest form, the religion of their ancestors, Ibrahim wa Ismail wa Ishaq wa Ya'qub wa al-Asbat, is Islam. But they apostated, they left the fold of Islam, and they deviated from the straight path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then after they did that, after they rejected Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and they tried to kill him, then came the second and final eviction at the hands of the Romans. First in the year 70, at the hands of Titus, the son of Vespasian, and then under Emperor Hadrian in 135, where they were massacred and driven from the land of Judea, deported to Spain, deported to Germany, etc., etc. So when you look at the history, and I say again, especially towards the latter part of the 19th century and the early part of the 20th century, it's like everything they are doing now of evil, of corruption, of murder, of ethnic cleansing, they've learned from the imperial masters. You know, they were asked, what's his name? Franz Stengel. You know Franz? Franz Stengel. Franz Stengel was the commandant of Treblinka. Treblinka was an extermination camp in Poland. You had labor camps, and you had extermination camps, and you had camps where they were both, like Auschwitz. Auschwitz, Auschwitz-Monowitz, and Auschwitz-Birkenau. Monowitz was the labor camp, Birkenau was the death camp. But Treblinka was only for extermination. The trains used to come, the people would had to undress, they had to go into the gas chambers, be gassed, and then they were thrown into pits. And then towards the end of the war, they had to dig up those bodies, burn the bodies, crush the bones, and empty the crushed bones into the river. This is well documented. Now, Franz Stengel was the commandant of Treblinka. 900,000, they say, plus minus Jews were exterminated, were killed, were gassed in Treblinka. He, like many Nazis, escaped to Argentina. Eventually, they caught up with him. They tried him, and they put him in prison. He died shortly thereafter, but they interviewed him, and they asked him, why did you have to dehumanize? Why did you have to humiliate? Why did you have to degrade the Jews in the way that you did? You know what he answered? He said it made it easier to kill them. So when we hear Yoav Gallant, who the ICC is now looking for, and Benjamin Netanyahu, who I believe is also an arrest warrant has been issued for him. Look, whether this is genuine or not genuine, it is in terms of international law and at least getting somewhere in the geopolitical arena, it has its significance. For us as believers, we don't put our trust in not the ICC, not the ICJ, not the UN, not no one or nothing. إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آيات زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. The true believers, without any exception, they are those that when the name of Allah is taken, their hearts tremble. And when the verses of Allah are recited to them, they increase in faith. And they put their trust in their Lord. They put their trust in who? In Allah and in Allah alone. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. This is going to continue. This humiliation of us, of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is going to continue until we surrender our matter completely, totally, and absolutely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While the fashion show around the glass Kaaba is happening in Riyadh. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. But alhamdulillah, the Muslims are waking up. You know, the giant is waking up, the giant just has to break free. The giant just has to break free. Back to Asher Ginsberg, my time is almost up. So Asher Ginsberg, he says, they were slaves in their land of exile. And they suddenly find themselves with unlimited freedom. Who is he speaking about? He's speaking about the first Zionist communities in Palestine that were set up with the funding of Edmund de Rothschilds. Edmund, that's from the French Rothschilds, from James Mayer Rothschilds. Edmund de Rothschilds said, it is said that he spent in excess of $50 million setting up agricultural settlements for the Zionists, especially from around 1881-1882. And so Asher Ginsberg, when he went to Palestine, what he noticed was how the Zionists were mistreating at that time, how they were mistreating the Arabs, the Palestinians. He says, they were slaves in the land of exile and they suddenly find themselves with unlimited freedom. This sudden change has endangered in them an impulse to despotism. As always happens when a slave becomes a king. As always happens when a slave becomes a king. Now, six types of Zionism. General Zionism, Theodor Herzl. Cultural Zionism, Asher Ginsberg. Social Zionism, or socialist Zionism, was Nachman Sirkin. Did I give that quote last week of Nachman Sirkin? Listen to what he says. He says, the new Zionist Judaism stands in complete contrast to the Judaism of exile. Listen carefully. This is 1898. He says, Zionism uproots religious Judaism in a stronger way than reform or assimilation. Reform Judaism only happened in the 1700s. Moses Mendelssohn was the father of the Chaslaka movement. They're basically modernizing. You know what we have in our community? They're few and far between. We call them modernists. You know? Playing with the deen of Allah, watering down. That's exactly what the Chaslaka movement was. Trying to modernize Judaism. So So what he's saying is that Zionism uproots Judaism more so than reform or assimilation. Assimilation is basically the Jews just wanting to be accepted as European citizens. Which Theodor Herzl with the Dreyfus Affair and Leon Pinsker, you know, with his movement, Hovevetzion, basically they gave up. They said that people are never going to accept us. And these were all atheists. These were all atheists. So he says here, Nachman Sirkin, he says, by creating new standards of Judaism, which will constitute a new ideology that can be elevated, wait for it, to the status of a religion. So he's admitting Zionism is a new religion. Now, you're probably asking yourself, but then why do you get so-called Orthodox or religious Jews that are Zionists? Do you know what they say? They say that these kafara, these kuffar, Jews that didn't believe in God, they call themselves Jews because they've created a new identity. They've created a new identity. Ben-Gurion said a Jew is anybody who says they're a Jew. Anybody up until the 17th or let's say 18th century would tell you that a Jew is only a Jew by virtue of the Torah. By virtue of his belief in God, and by virtue of 613 mizvot. What's mizvot? It's the 613 laws that are extrapolated from the Ten Commandments. If you believe in God and you practice mizvot, then you're a Jew. They turned this thing on its head. And they basically created a new identity for a Jew. Now, if Judaism wasn't a religion, then you couldn't convert to it. How can you convert? How can you convert? Like a white man says, you know, I've converted to being black. Or a Native American says, I've converted to being Chinese. Nobody's going to accept that idea. No, you must accept it. A white man or a black man or a Chinese or a... وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شَعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا. We've made you into different nations and tribes that you can recognize one another, celebrate each other for your different cultures and ethnicities and languages, etc., etc. So it, again, لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. They are a people that have no sense. Ben-Gurion says, I quote the Torah a lot, but I don't believe in the God that it speaks about. I have to use the word that it postulates. Malachite, insanity. So, general Zionism, Theodor Herzl. Cultural Zionism, Asher Ginsburg. Socialist Zionism, Nachman Sirkin. Liberal Democratic Zionism, that was also one of the soft faces, the charismatic soft faces of Zionism, was Chaim Weizmann and Nahum Sokolow. They were the ones negotiating with the big powers, organizing Sykes-Picot, organizing Balfour Declaration, organizing San Remo Conference, organizing a national home. And they never spoke about state. Recently, I've discovered documents from a Dr. Rabbi Chaim Simons. Documents from 1895 to 1947, showing clearly that the Zionist plot from the beginning was to transfer the Arabs out of Palestine, to transfer the Palestinians out of Palestine. Israel Zangwill, the first Zionist to utter the statement, a land without people for a people without land. He didn't invent that statement. That statement was invented by a restorationist, a so-called Christian Zionist, the Earl of Shaftesbury. He uttered that statement in 1853. And he was speaking about the Greater Syria, a land without people for a people without land. Zangwill, when he went to Palestine in 1898, he realized, but there's 600,000 Arabs living here. So the only way that we can establish a state is if we transfer them. If they trek, he used the word of the Boers, from the Great Trek, from the Cape Colony to the Orange Free State and the Transvaal. He said, they must trek. And he was the one that inspired Vladimir Ze'ev Jabotinsky, who was best friends with Charles Kahana, the father of Rabbi Meir Kahana, who wrote his book in 1981, They Must Go. They Must Go. And his two proteges, Itamar Ben-Gavir and Bezalel Smotrich, echoing that same statement that was laid out from 1895 until now. You see, we have to understand when it comes to a crime, we have to prove premeditation. After, what's his name? I just mentioned his name now, Bamia, the UN, Palestinian UN ambassador. What's his first name? Majid Bamia. After he spoke, I think, you know, when it comes to being one of the greatest liars in the world, Danny Danon, he must take the prize. The first thing he said, Danny Danon, this is now the Zionist representative at the UN, after Majid Bamia, you know, bringing us to tears, wallahi, he brought me to tears, I don't know about you. Danny Danon spoke, and the first thing he said was, you see, I listened to your speech, and not once did you speak about Hamas for one moment. The very reason why we are sitting here today. Now this is the falsehood that continues to be perpetuated about the Palestinian issue. That no, Israel is defending itself. Israel is defending itself. Yet we have documented proof that from 1895 they've been saying, listen, we need a piece of land. There's a piece of land. Oh, but there's some people living there. Okay, the only way that we can successfully establish a state there, we have to move them. Jabotinsky said, let's get $500 million from the Jews of America. And let's pay for the transfer of the Arabs to Iraq and to Saudi Arabia. Ben-Gurion said, the Arabs will have no other choice but to flee. This was the premeditated intention right from the beginning. So, the question and the chorus that we keep hearing coming from the European, American, and English cheerleaders of the Zionists, Israel has the right to defend itself. Okay, defend itself from whom? Defend itself from what? That's like saying that the murderer has the right to defend itself from the ones he is murdering. Or the thief has the right to defend itself from the ones he is stealing from. And the rapist has the right to defend themselves from the one whom they are raping. These are mad people. These are people with no sense. This is a mental illness. This is a mind virus. And there will never be peace until Zionism is uprooted from its very roots, from its very core. There will never be peace. So, Jamaat al-Muslimin, and again, I ask you, Maaf, don't expect me in this hour to be thinking or speaking about anything else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has exposed us. Wallahi, we have been exposed for our weakness. It's like Palestine is the acid test. You want to see the condition of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Just look at Al-Ard Al-Muqaddasa. Just look at the Holy Land. Just look at Palestine. Then you will see the condition of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we wake up and we return back to Allah, by default, Palestine will be liberated. لَنْ يُرْفَعَ صَوْتُ الْبَاطِنِ إِلَّا إِذَا غَفَلَ أَهْلُ الْحَقِّ. The voice of falsehood will never be raised unless the people of truth go to sleep. People of truth wake up. Falsehood, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the mere nature of falsehood, قُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقِّ وَزَحَقَ الْبَاطِنِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. Say the truth has come and falsehood has perished. Indeed, falsehood is bound to perish. So don't be confused by this talk show or by that analyst or by this taqreer or by that evaluation of the situation. What we are seeing unfolding in front of us, it's almost like this monster of Zionism created by the Frankenstein of the West. The West is Frankenstein. They created this monster. This monster has gone berserk. And what this monster sees is that 7th of October gave it an excuse to complete the project. To complete the project. What's the project? To ethnically cleanse the Palestinians from Palestine. What's the definition of genocide? To destroy a people in whole or in part. That's exactly what they've been. That's what they've been doing for more than 127 years. Since that first Congress at Basel, where they stated clearly these are their aims. They want to take over the land and they want to ethnically cleanse the land of its indigenous population. And then you hear statements like, but there's no such thing as a Palestinian. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Do you know how long the land of Palestine has been called Palestine? Not just denoting the coastal area, but denoting the whole of historical Palestine since the 5th century BC. Herodotus, the Greek historian. And then the Romans named it Syria Palestina, Palestine Syria. And then the Byzantines divided it into those three provinces, Palestina Prima, Palestina Secunda, and Palestina Salutaris. And then every single map from the Mamluks, or Jundu Philistine, said Omar called it. It was the place where the army of Philistine, of the Muslimin, was based. Jundu Philistine. The Mamluks, you see a Mamluk map? Philistine. Ottoman map? Philistine. British mandate? Palestine. I was doing some research. I found, you know, that there was 124 countries that were born in the 20th century. Do those countries exist? The people of those countries, do they not exist? Palestine. A little bit different in the sense that Palestine not just belongs to the Palestinians, but to the entire Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we are all responsible. And we are all accountable in front of Allah on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. So let us, inshallah, end off by going back to our verse. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, even united, they would not dare fight against you except from within fortified places or from behind walls. Their malice and dissension amongst them is intense. You think that they are united, but their hearts are divided. That is because they are a people with no understanding, with no intellect. They are both just like those who recently went down before them. They tasted the evil consequences of their doings, and they will suffer a painful punishment. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. They are like the shaitan when he lures someone to disbelieve. Then after they have done so, he will say on judgment day, I have absolutely nothing to do with you. I truly fear Allah, the Lord of the worlds. In verse number 17, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَكَانَ عَاقِبَتَهُمَا أَنَّهُمَا فِي النَّارِ. So they will both end up in the fire. The ones who are doing it and the ones who are supporting it. The ones who are encouraging it. The ones who are defending it. They will both end up in the fire. ذَلِكَ وَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا eternally. وَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الظَّالِمِينَ. And this is the reward of the oppressors. And that's why the only place where you find Allah curses in the Quran is when He speaks about the oppressors. فَلَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الظَّالِمِينَ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala curse the oppressors. Say ameen. May Allah curse the oppressors and the aiders and the abettors and the supporters of the oppressors. Jamaat al-Muslimin, soon inshallah. Let us not lose hope. Let us not lose faith. Let us continue to speak the truth. Let us be the best Muslims that we can possibly be. Ya Rabb al-Alamin, wansurna ala al-qawm al-kafirin. And give us victory over a disbelieving people, Ya Rabb al-Alamin. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin. Just two notices. Please would you make dua for Aziza Faika, who has been in a coma for 10 weeks. For Shifa, Afia. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for her. Ameen. And then Zulfa Abrams, wife of Adnan Abrams, passed away Monday the 18th of November. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her a high place in Jannat al-Firdaus. Sorry, forgive me. Just to be fair, so nobody comes and asks me afterwards. I said six. General Zionism, Theodore Herzl. Cultural Zionism, Asher Ginzburg. Socialist Zionism, Nachman Sirkin. Neoliberal Democratic Zionism, Chaim Weizmann. And then the last two, revisionist Zionism, which is the true face of Zionism. And that is to transfer, to obliterate Palestine and the Palestinians. Ze'ev Jabotinsky. And the last one, which is the weirdest, is religious Zionism. You know what they say? That these disbelieving Jews who didn't believe in God, that when they came and established their illegitimate state in 1948, within them was a divine spark. Within them, that's what the religious Zionists are saying. Within them there was a divine spark, and now that spark has now caused them to come back to their religion. This is how insane. That spark, echt wel opblaas, that I spark. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا ربي يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا ربي يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا ربي يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا ربي يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألتف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله يا من بدنياه اشتغل وغره طول الأمل الموت يأتي بغتة والقبر صندوق العمل وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لا يقاتلونكم جميعا إلا في قرى محصنة أو من وراء جدر بأسهم بينهم شديد تحسبهم جميعا وقلوبهم شتى ذلك بأنهم قوم لا يعقلون كمثل الذين من قبلهم قريبا ذاقوا وبال أمرهم ولهم عذاب أليم كمثل الشيطان إذ قال للإنسان اكفر فلما كفر قال إني بريء منك إني أخاف الله رب العالمين فكان عاقبتهما أنهما في النار خالدين فيها وذلك جزاء الظالمين صدق الله العظيم. أعوذ بكم من هناك إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان ويقول أيضا كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته، فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافية الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وارضى اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل بدر والحنين وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بفضلك كلمة الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في الضفة الغربية في النابلس وطول كرم في جنين في خليل وفي كل مكان. اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين في فلسطين. اللهم ارمي عنهم إذا رموا وصد عنهم إذا رموا. اللهم عليك بالصهاينة ومن والاهم فإنهم لا يعجزونك. اللهم حرر الأرض المقدسة والبيت المقدس والمسجد الأقصى من أيديهم وارزقنا صلاة فيه وحر عزيز يا رب العالمين. عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله وأقم الصلاة.
لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له صلى الله عليه وسلم. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. قد قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
نستغفر الله نستغفر الله نستغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام منك السلام، تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، سمعنا وأطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم عليك توكلنا وإليك نبنا وإليك المصير. ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا. اللهم اشف مرضانا، اللهم اشف مرضانا، اللهم اشف مرضانا، وارحم موتانا موتى المسلمين، وتقبل شهداءنا يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم أصلح لنا شؤوننا كلها، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا رب العالمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Masjid al-Sunni.